I saw a penny today. So close.
Investors hate the thought of penny stocks, but love the idea of low-price stocks.
Those shares are worth quite a bit of money.
Penny Pro Jeff Williams and his team of experts find investment ideas that bring the two together, taking a fundamental and technical approach to ultra-low-price stocks to find trades, moves, and investments.
Well, don't give away too much.
So pay attention and give a thought to your pennies here on Money Life.
Are you thinking what I'm thinking?
And you'll learn how to make those small investments add up.
That's exactly what we're hoping we're going to be able to show you here on A Thought for Your Pennies, a new segment we're doing here on Money Life. And I'm very pleased to welcome Jeff Williams back to the show. He is lead trader at PennyPro.com. Of course, PennyPro.com, part of RagingBull.com. But Jeff is on Twitter. He's at the Penny Pro. So if you want more information, PennyPro.com, at the Penny Pro. And you should recognize that from that intro, there is a difference between penny stocks and low price stocks, except for the fact that technically anything under $5 is really in the range of a penny stock. Jeff Williams, welcome back to Money Life.
Chuck, thanks for having me. I'm really excited to be here today and got a lot of great things to talk about. So ready to get started.
We really do. And at the same time, I have to start with a story that basically is right out of the news and that actually is going to be interesting moving forward, because yesterday you started the day at Raging Bull by writing about two penny stocks that you believed were ready to move. And they are first Bitcoin Capital, BITCF, and then BTCS, which is ticker symbol BTCS. Two different plays on Bitcoin, not necessarily the, hey, do this from a technical reason. And they took off all right. They took off way beyond what you thought they were going to get to. So here's the thing. Now we've got these stocks, they were up almost 100% each, and you've got people who are hearing about it, Bitcoin moving. When you look at a situation like this, is it so fluid that today you can't make a case to buy these, or is there a better case to buy these now?
Well, I tell you what, I think there is definitely a case to buy these plays. And we talked about it yesterday, you know, over the weekend, Bitcoin had a really strong push. We saw Bitcoin go over $4,000, and yesterday over $4,200. And like you said, we've got two different kind of plays here. So I think it's important we talk about that. We've got the Bitcoin play, which is BITCF, which closed up over 100%. And then we had the blockchain, which is BTCS, which basically a kind of way of recording the Bitcoin currency. And I think these, I hate to say that they're really just getting started, because if you look back just a week or so, these stocks have been up over a couple 100%. But the reality is Bitcoin, I don't think it's going anywhere. And I think it's getting a lot of traction now, especially overseas. And I think these trades, I'm watching close. I think they definitely have possibilities to continue another 30, 40, 50% potentially if we see that another run on Bitcoin today.
But this low price with this kind of hot action, you almost have to be thinking day trade, hourly trade, something along those lines. Help somebody understand what are the different ways you can look at these penny stocks and say, I want to be involved.
We definitely want to look at these as a right now type basis, because they are momentum trades. We do trade them intraday. I try to watch the action closely throughout the day and make my trades based on the day, and then pretty much closing the position overnight. I can really compare it to the marijuana plays. You know, they're momentum-based. When they're hot, when they're not, they're not. So I don't think they're really great stocks to carry for a long-term trade, but for day trades, you know, with the momentum they have right now, I think it's definitely something the new trader is going to want to watch for those quick, you know, not looking for a home run, but you can easily get the 10, 15, 20% out of these trades on the volatility they have right now.
That's what you were looking for yesterday. When you entered these trades, you were saying, I'm hoping to get 15 to 20%. The stocks popped way beyond that. Explain how you played it and how you're satisfied with something a little smaller than what the stock got.
Well, I tell you what, I mean, I'm extremely satisfied with these trades. I made probably about $600 or $700 on the Bitcoin plays. You know, I try to keep myself grounded when you play these trades, because the stocks did run up over 100%, but the reality is they don't do that all the time, and it's not very often that all the trades will do that. So I try to teach people it's easier to get a couple of base hits in a row to equal that home run at the end of the day. So when I traded the plays, I went for about 10 to 15%, and, you know, I got that fairly easy. And if, you know, I held the stock, I would have gotten a lot more, but the reality is I didn't know what it was going to do. So I take my base hit, do that a couple times, and I'm very satisfied with how the day went.
You entered Monday saying that with first Bitcoin, you were either looking for it to push through a resistance level at 175 with a short-term target of 2. It went way beyond that. It finished yesterday at 270 or in that neighborhood. So if it's still a play today, what kind of action are you looking for?
So what I'm looking for in a stock like BITCF is going to be to push through the previous day's high. For me, that's just something that I kind of follow. I like to have the momentum kind of continue to break over yesterday's high to show that strength. So I don't know technically if the stock actually hit 315. I see that the chart says that, but I saw it kind of get up in the 305 range. So what I'm looking for on BITCF is for the $3 mark to get pushed early on. And if that is the case, look for the stock, again, probably for maybe 10% up into that 325 range to lock in some profit on a $3 or 305 purchase area. And if it doesn't break that, then, hey, you know, it's no problem for me. I'll just wait for the stock to pull back and settle and look for a new entry. But as far as playing it out of the gate, $3 mark is what I'm looking for.
And what about BTCS, which yesterday you were looking for an entry point down at the 200-day moving average line or what have you, and it also wound up with a big pop?
Yeah, that was a really big play. It closed up over 102%. So this one's kind of a little bit trickier for me now to read because it had such a large pullback from the session high. We actually were at, I believe, 58 was the high yesterday, and we closed at that 41, 42 range. So, again, this one, although it's on my radar, it's going to have to show me some real good strength to get over that 58 mark. And if that's the case, then, hey, I'm interested in playing it again for another double-digit winner.
But that's the key part here. It has to show you that it can get back to that high. You know, when we're talking about penny stocks, and this is a true penny stock, it's 40 cents, et cetera. When we're talking about penny stocks, there's that temptation to say, well, it's not that expensive. It's not whatever. Look at how well it did yesterday. Bitcoin's still a good story today. For you, there's got to be that discipline that says, no. If it doesn't set up right, I'm out.
You said it exactly. You were taking the words out of my mouth as you were commenting there. Discipline is the key. You have to just stay grounded here, and even though they are running, they can change so quick. So, again, it's got to break the high for me to show that you know, momentum is there and that conviction is in that trade still for me to get in and look for that 10, 15% going forward. So I'm going to sit on my hands. I'm going to wait on BTCS. If it goes over 58, then it's definitely got my interest there.
Jeff, really interesting stuff. I look forward to how we're going to talk about a lot of different subjects and bring the penny stock world and the low price stock world alive to our audience. Thank you so much for joining me on A Thought for Your Pennies, and we'll talk to you again soon.
That's been a pleasure. I can't wait to do the next session with you, Chuck. Thank you.
Jeff Williams is the lead trader at pennypro.com. That's the website. It's part of ragingbull.com, and Jeff is on Twitter. He's at the Penny Pro. All right, we are heading for home on the August 15th edition of Money Life. That means that up next, it's the Money Life Market Call. Charles Mizrahi will be here from ParkAvenueInvestmentClub.com. We'll be talking value stocks with him when Money Life continues right after this message. Stay tuned.